Misfit Toys.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. What's up, mini boneheads? That's people who listen to mini episodes. How do you like your new nickname? It's Monday morning, July 29th, Two Oceans 13, and I'm about to head to LAX to fly to Michigan for the Traverse City Film Festival, where I'll be taping a Doug Loves Movies with very special guest Michael Moore on Wednesday night. Last Wednesday, I did a stand-up show at the Improv in Ontario, California, where a great time was had by all, including the parole officer in the front row who was celebrating his birthday and had no idea he was going to see a stoned comedian. His family dragged him there. I'm not even sure he knew he was going to see a comedian. Graham Elwood played the Leonard Maltin game against audience members at the end of the show, and I'll play the audio from that in a memento. Speaking of memento, Tom Lennon will be back on Doug Loves Movies at UCB on August 6th as the returning Leonard Maltin winner, and along with him will be a first-time guest who has an Academy Award on his mantle. Or next to his toilet. I don't know where he keeps it. Schedule permitting, of course. In the meantime, I'm doing stand-up Saturday, August 3rd at the Pittsburgh Improv and taping a Doug Loves Movies the next day. Both shows are at 4:20. And I've also got shows coming up in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and St. Louis, Missouri. All dates, deets, and links are at douglovesmovies.com. And now, let's go to Ontario, California for some post-stand-up show Leonard Maltin action. Enjoy. Hey, Ontario Improv, are you ready for some Leonard Maltin game?
Yeah. I got some good prizes in the bag tonight.
Oh, snap.
I've got a comic called The Bulletproof Coffin by Hine and Kane. And I've also got a copy of my CD, Gateway Doug. You probably throw people back in jail just for looking at something like this. You can't look at this while you're on parole. From a parole officer. And another CD of mine called Gateway, Gateway Doug was that one. This one's called Smug Life, and this one, it looks like a rap album, so you can find it in the rap section at Walmart. And somebody gave me this on the road, Graham. Are you going to contribute something, Graham?
Yeah, my CD, Palm Strike Dance Party, I'll give you that.
All right, give a copy of that. And
thank you.
Graham, somebody made up a bunch of cards and gave them to me in Atlanta that explained the Leonard Maltin game in one tiny card. He thinks this encapsulates all the rules. So I would like you to take it now and in your best game show host voice, read the rules of the game because there's people here that don't know how it works.
Doug, the Leonard Maltin game is played in the style of invective, replacing notes and song titles with actors and tune titles. After picking a category, players will read clues from Leonard Maltin's interview, including the number of names listed by Leonard. Oh, this is long. Players, this is fucking fail files. It's like, I'm out of here.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. It's very complicated. There's a lot of words in that tiny card.
Yeah, the spot small. Players must bid how many names they need to name that movie. Names are read from the bottom of the lowest bid name first. After each bid, the next player may bid less names or challenge them. Challenge the bidder to name that movie. If the challenge player correctly names the movie, they receive a point.
This is the guy when you play a board game and everyone just goes, let's just fucking play our fake one and figure it out. He's like, no, I mean maybe the main game. Roll the dice, and then we'll do a real one after 15 minutes of that. That's who this guy.
Yeah, I mean, we only got this board game out to do blow off of it.
Yeah. Why do you have to fucking do some bitch? We're playing strip risk, so let's just get to invade some countries so I can see that titties. If a challenge player directly names the movie, they receive a point. If not, then the challenger receives a point.
Oh, is it done?
No!
Players! Names. A bit of magnitude names order listed by letter. Jesus. That's as many rules as I read in 300 episodes of game shows that I hosted. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Bonson is now back in the arena.
Well, the rules for your show, Strip Poker, weren't that complicated.
It was really easy.
It's a question, take off a piece of clothes. Yeah. No one's going to ever actually make it.
No, there's no... I did 100 and some episodes, and it had less rules than that entire card.
Oh, I also included...
Ladies and gentlemen.
I also included a $10 gift card for iTunes. You can buy special premium episodes of Comedy Film Nerds and Douglas Movies. Or buy whatever you want with it. Get the new Daft Punk album if you like sad robots.
In the event of sad robots, that sad robot, Jesus.
Hey, let's see some name tags so that Graham can pick somebody to play against.
Name tags.
Oh, it's George Carlin album cover. That's pretty cool.
I think she's gluten-free and all about Steve. Nice. Training Dave. Like Training Dave. Oh, did you Photoshop your name over your head over the other guys?
That's
fine. Nice. Sweet.
Over Ethan Hawke's? Uh-huh. Yeah, you gotta leave Denzel alone.
Oh my god. A couple with matching best buds.
That might be kind of fun for you to play against a couple. Like they
come on up, best buds. Nice name tag, though. George Carlin, very close. That was good. Gluten free. Nice. You guys should give me gluten free cookies in your
pick. All right, game show host. Interview them.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
stand over there with him.
Well, do your shirt. Stand with the way your shirts are designed.
Well, notice that the stoner, make sure that the graphic is upside down on it.
Greg and Allie's up in smoke. Nice work, stoners.
Yeah, Greg,
is that intentional, like, we're stoners, or you fucked that up?
I
fucked
it up.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Greg and Allie to the stage. They actually came here by mistake. Trying to get to Vegas, they got lost. All right, so where are you guys from?
From Riverside.
San Diego.
Wow.
That's the weirdest carpool.
I'm in Riverside. I'll swing by and pick you up in San Diego. Traffic will not be a problem.
No, it's so easy.
Let's leave 10 days before we need to meet up.
It'll take longer to drive than will to make those shirts. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot be in my game show host voice. Not really come off it unless you ask me to do name.
Please.
It's the request right here.
Somebody wants some Bane.
All right, Ontario's
recognized. Ontario's recognized the city, right?
Where did the birthday guy go?
Oh, shit.
That son of a bitch.
Where's my comedy go to? Parole master.
He's like,
you can't take the heat.
No.
You can't take Melissa McCarthy or Sandra Bullock. All right, kids. What are your names again? Greg and Allie? Okay, Greg and Allie.
When I read those rules, did that help at all? Or were you just like, what? No, of course.
You already know how to play. You know what to do.
Pick a category, you guys. Would you like Sausage Fest? And that's movies where Leonard Maltin does not list any women. Doesn't mention any women in the cast. Or would you like OMGYN? And that's movies that have a graphic birth scene. Like you see the baby coming out of the old...
Come on up, see the baby coming out of the old...
You know, Graham, I know you were talking about being single earlier, and maybe it's because we call vaginas baby caves.
Hey, that's baby cave, lady. What did I say? That, how come I can't find a girlfriend with a really sweet baby cave?
I was born in shadows in a baby cave.
Let's not shack on ceremony in your baby cave.
Or would you like state your name and occupation? And that's a movie that the title is somebody's name and their occupation. Which one of those would you like to play?
Baby Cage.
First of all, you guys win no matter what, because we're out of time. That's how I like to run a game show. Just give them the prizes no matter what. But in the category of O-M-G-Y-N, a.k.a. Baby Cave, don't yell out in the audience if you think you know the answer. This is just up to Allie and Greg and Graham. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2007. He says the movie is about a fast-rising entertainment reporter. And he says that the movie is also available in an unrated version, and several celebrities appear as themselves, and the movie gets lists 11, 12 names. How many names do you guys think you need to name this movie, Greg and Allie? And good idea having your keys on your belt if you smoke a lot of weed.
Flip-flops and key belt. This is really great.
Just now the new challenge is you always got to remember to wear your pants.
And you got that daily commute between Riverside and San Diego. That's brutal.
Riverside, San Diego, Ontario. It's fucking commuter triangle.
So you guys get high action at 605, so the big number at 605, is that your freeway? No.
How many names, guys?
Zero.
Zero, she says.
Wow!
Yeah!
Yeah. So that pushes Graham into the dreaded negative names category.
Wait, what was that rule card again?
Yeah, you can go -1 if you think you can name the top billed person. -2, top 2 name. Just telling everybody.
I was born in Washington.
What are you going to do? If you think you know what the movie is, you probably know who the top billed people are. If you don't think you know what the movie is, then you just got to hope they're going to get it wrong.
There are a couple movies in my head.
Oh, Christ. So that's a hard place to get into negative names from when you don't have it narrowed down to a specific movie.
There's a Hard Knock Life for us.
Bane the Musical?
Bane the Musical.
Baney?
And all that jazz.
So it's more of a review, like it's,
yeah,
it's like, you know, 6 songs from all the shows.
Yeah. Oklahoma.
That's what it sucks.
You know, this is a stall tactic that's not going to work. What you're doing right now.
Yeah, name that movie.
What's it called? Knocked Up is correct.
I was thinking for a second it was that Edward Burns, Angelina Jolie movie where he's a...
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Sarajevo.
Yeah. Sarajevo. Oh, yeah. It was in Seattle. I didn't think it was in Sarajevo.
What was it called?
It was called Welcome to Sarajevo.
It's called Baby Cave in Seattle?
Yeah, it was called...
Sleepless in the Baby Cave?
It was called I Put My Space Needle in Your Baby Cave. I don't know what it was called.
Hey, let me at your infant hole. That's another thing he says to women. No wonder he's single. Congratulations, you guys won! All that stuff.
Come by the table and I'll give you my CD.
Yeah, I'll give you a CD at the table. Graham Elwood, ladies and gentlemen! And as always, parole officers are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Are you ever in the mood for a solo podcast? Something you can listen to, like a friend talking to you, but you don't have to say a word as you wash your dishes or drive over a scary bridge? Well, then check out Jen Kirkman's No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast, everywhere that you get podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Jimmy Pardo, host of the award-winning podcast Never Not Funny. It's a show that's been described as hanging out with friends you never knew you needed. Well, each week I get together with my co-host Matt Belknap and great people from the worlds of comedy, Broadway, music, TV, movies, you get the point. Hey Matt, give me some examples of who we've had on.
Oh my God, Jimmy, we've had comedy legends like Conan O'Brien, Amy Poehler, and Sarah Silverman, Hollywood royalty like Rob Reiner and John Hamm, and members of classic rock bands like Styx and Kiss.
Hey, Never Not Funny's been around since 2006, so we must be doing something right. So why not join our nonsense each week? Never Not Funny,
the fastest hour in podcasting.